before I start with the meeting, I have a few things to tell you about the setting we're in, because we're being watched by Big Brother. So,
by Big Brother?
These are cameras, or these. Mm-hmm. This thing that looks like a pie are actually all microphones.
Okay.
So we must be careful with all this. And as I can see, you have placed your laptops exactly on the place where it must be. And that has to do with the camera setting, so we don't have our laptops in front of the cameras.
Of our faces.
And indeed, so they can see our faces. Okay. Welcome at the kickoff meeting. My name is Danny Wolfs. This is the agenda for today. First, a little opening. I will introduce myself, and I think it's very good to introduce yourself. Then a little bit of acquaintance to ourselves, so we get to know each other. That will be done with a tool training in these two smart boards. Then the project plan, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, and discussion about that, and a little closing at the end. Okay, my name is Daniel Wolfs. I'm the project manager. What's your name?
I'm Jeroen Tops. I'm the user interface designer.
User interface, okay.
Hi, my name is Jan van Vuren. I'm the industrial designer.
Industrial.
I'm Tenta Lee. My function is a marketing expert.
Okay, thank you. First, a little about the project aim. The aim is to make a new remote control. Maybe you have read the website. It's a very, very ambitious company. They want to do something else. So there must be a new remote control. First of all, it must be original and trendy. It's two things really close to each other. But at the same time, user friendly, and they have that's very important for them. There are three stages. There's functional design. So, what are we going to do? What are we going to make kind of functions in the remote, and why are we going to do it? Then the conceptual design. How are we going to do it? And that's really global. Because at the detailed design, how part two, we go to dig in really about how the technical, or if it, it's possible technical wise. Each stage is broken up into two stages, individual work and a meeting. So it's very straightforward. Okay, the tool training. We have two smart boards. This one is for the presentations, PowerPoint presentations or Word presentation, whatever you you have. And this is only for drawing. So we must let it stand on this this program. This is called a smart board thing.
Speaks for itself.
Yeah, it speaks for itself. And as you may have heard, the documents in the shared folder can be showed on this screen, not in the my documents. So if you want to show something, put it in the shared folder. This is also very straightforward with the save, the print, the undo, the blank, the select, the pen. Well, I don't gonna explain it all because I think you know how it works. We must not forget everything we draw on here. All must be saved. We may not delete anything, so if you have dropped something, save it. Never delete it. That's a very important thing. Okay. Little kind of exercise to know each other. At the whiteboard on the left. Every one of us must draw our favorite animal. And tell us why we had chosen that animal. In important is that we use different colors and different bandwidths. Points.
I have a question.
Yes.
This exercise.
Yeah.
Did the company board tell you to do it, or did you just make it up yourself?
No, no, no. It's I
part
love
of
you.
The
yeah, yeah, yeah. Because we really don't know each other, and it's kind of new. So getting used to each other, we can have a little fun before we dig in really to the hard stuff. That kind of thing. Would you start with drawing your favorite
Yeah, I don't know really how it works.
Okay.
Maybe show us first.
Yeah. Okay. Drawing goes with this thing. Do not touch your hand on this little thing here. That's important. Hold it like this.
You get electrocuted?
Yeah, kind of. So, you must push a little good, because and wait a few seconds. It's not fully real time, so watch it. Well, I'm gonna paint in red. Oh, that's the background color. Well, undo. The pen. One minute, please. Okay. My favorite animal.
It's like Pictionary.
Yeah, you can guess what it is.
The one who says first gets a race.
May paint next.
Orc?
No, it's not an orc. You don't see it at the ears?
No, I have it at home.
You have an orc at home?
Very artistic.
Thank you. So it's a cat.
What's it called?
Simba.
Ah.
Because we have a cat at home and he's called Simba. Because he looks like the lion from The Lion King. So we found it kind of cool to name it after a lion. He's happy with us, so he's smiling.
He does have body here.
No, only the face, because we have 25 minutes.
Oh,
so
okay.
We
have to speed up.
Yeah.
Remember, you use different color, different bandwidths.
Yeah. Okay, who wants to go next?
Okay.
Yeah? So choose a color, choose a bandwidth.
You don't have to change the color of the pen with
save it.
The drawing.
Okay.
You have to save it.
Save it, okay.
I've done it. Nope. Okay.
You have to draw, push hard on the pen?
Wow. Not really. That one. Open. Which one is it?
It's on the project of things
smart board. Okay. And
yeah.
Now?
Do no, just go that. Just tick blank.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thanks. Okay, I have to speed up.
at red?
Because my cat is red
Oh,
yellow
okay.
and I have red hair, so I'm
Oh, okay,
it
sure.
must be red.
It's a frog.
It's beautiful.
It's an apple.
Not an apple.
Must be a dog.
Dog.
Hmm. Color. Something like this. Small.
Oh, it is a turtle.
It is a turtle. Why a turtle, not Tim?
Cuz I like Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles.
You watched it a lot?
Huh?
You watched it a lot?
It's the inside shell, yo. You finish
No,
the
it's
story.
It's a scared turtle.
No. It's coming out. Well.
Wow.
Okay,
Something like this?
thank you.
Okay, you know. Very artistic.
Hugo, you want to go next?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Yeah?
Thank you, Hugo.
There you go.
Yeah. How does it work?
Form it.
Form it.
And then you have the current color you can change. So now I'm red or green.
And pen.
And line width. I have 5, Tim has line width.
The big lines were line nine.
Okay, it's a dog.
Well, very good. I just thought I'd pick the easiest one.
Why a dog? Do you have a dog at home?
Well, we had a dog
Oh,
You had
a
a
few
dog?
years ago
Yeah.
and it, well, yeah, when it died we didn't get a new one or something.
Oh.
It's pretty good
The artistic inner me.
An artist.
I'm a graphical user designer, so.
Eh.
Think you picked the wrong function. Wrong job.
Oh. No. Don't work together. Color.
So I think you can see it's really easy program to use. Not difficult at all.
Right.
Well, that's
Okay,
okay.
thank you.
That's enough, thanks.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
The last one?
Thanks.
I wonder
Yeah, after a cat, turtle and a dog. I think it's gonna draw an elephant.
I figure I should do something like that, but I'm gonna do something much more difficult.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Well, he is an artistic guy, Hugo.
I'm gonna design a remote
Remote
control
control.
and fly an animal.
Exactly.
Sorry. Well, with the interface it might be easier to draw here and
Yeah.
display here.
Yeah, go ahead.
That might be easier, but at the other hand a pen like that is easy to hold in your hand and
Yeah.
I think it's easier to
Better
draw
to draw with a
with a pen than with a mouse.
Yeah, I mean like on here,
Oh, okay.
and then
Yeah.
explain what it's good for.
With this
But
paper
what is
to
he in
build fences.
This is a rabbit.
Yes.
Do you have a rabbit at home?
No.
Is it a rabbit with broken legs?
No.
It's the white rabbit. It's the white rabbit from the Matrix.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The white weird rabbit. He's a little bit stoned there.
I figured this is a pretty good impression of a rabbit.
Yeah. It will do.
Well.
Okay. Finish in batch and then we go through.
Project manager,
Yeah.
Where does the pen go? Just
If you can count the time.
gone, man.
Well, I think the dog is gonna be most
I think the rabbit was actually the most impressive.
Don't you for yourself, it's selfish. Okay, now we're gonna dig into the serious stuff. The selling price for the remote will be €25, and the production cost may not be more than €20.50. So, from my point of view, I don't think it's going to be a very, very high-tech, high-definition, ultra-modern kind of remote for €12.50. The profit we must make with the new remote is €50 million. So that's a lot. We have to sell a lot of.
Yeah, how much?
Like how much?
100 million remotes?
I think when the selling price is 25, you got 2 million.
Right.
2 million remotes. But our marketing range is international, so we have virtually the whole world we can sell. We can sell our remotes too, at least that countries which have a television. So now it's time for us to go to discuss a little things. You can think about experience with remote control yourself at home, what you think might be a useful new future. What can distinguish our new trendy remote control from all the others? So let's discuss a little. Well, what's the most important thing at a remote control?
Well, I think the most important thing of a remote control is that you can switch channels. And my opinion is you should keep it as basic as possible.
Okay. So not a remote control which can be used for television and DVD and radio and or
yeah.
Just only.
I think so. But I have some points, and I should remember them a bit.
If you have them on the
yeah.
On the
yeah, I can find.
Okay. In case you wonder, this is a dead kind of fly between the
screen.
Yeah.
Okay.
The screen.
Is it possible to open pen drawings in this?
No. Only all the drawings go there at the left.
But which is the ones we made on the.
Oh, dead pen drawings. No, I think when it is in Word and you all save it in shared documents. You can show it in a little bit.
Okay, I have some points from marketing point of view.
Yeah.
Just a standard thing, things like it's intuitive, small, fairly cheap. It's pretty cheap, €25. Brand independent, I think. It doesn't have to matter which brand your TV or other thing is.
Okay, 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay,
yeah.
I'll wrap it up quickly. I personally think it has to be multi-purpose. Most of the remote controls are just for one purpose,
yeah.
And by making it multi-purpose, it has a new feature, adds a new feature to the market, and distinguishes from current products.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some other technology than infrared. I rather find it very annoying. Like when someone is standing in front of the TV, that you can switch it. Think about sending it over radio waves or Bluetooth.
Okay.
That might be a little bit expensive. And something like an LCD screen.
For what purpose?
Like I said here, maybe it's easy. It's nice as an added feature that. When you're on a certain channel, you can see on the LCD screen what programs are
okay.
coming out for.
So it'd be a multi-purpose, very technically high.
From my point of view, yeah.
Yeah, it must be really innovative, technical-wise.
Yeah, it has to be
is very good in making new innovative things.
So yeah, so I agree with you. So we must focus on things who are really really add something to
the current market.
Yeah.
Look, you got some cheap remote controls there. They just yeah, you got a dozen of them.
No.
But when you enter a new market with a remote control and want to gain market share,
yeah,
you have to do something special.
Yeah,
I think.
But we have to keep an eye that it's at the beginning of such a project, it's very cool to talk about. Oh, this would be cool, that would be cool.
Yeah.
But we must not lose sight of the user friendly.
Yeah, of course. And this
right.
But this is just from marketing.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know anything about user interface.
No, and that's because we have him. Okay, next meeting, we'll start in 30 minutes, so you will have individual actions. Well, I presume there will be some feedback via the mail. The industrial designer has to look at the working design. The user interface designer has to look at the technical function, so that's what we discussed.
We must first agree on what we're going to do. Are we going to use for multiple systems, or we should have some agreement on that?
Okay.
I don't think we have to be. We have to agree on that.
I think that's the next meeting. Actually.
Yeah, that's the place further.
Yeah.
Just make some mock-ups, some general ideas.
Okay.
And then we can plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can plan further.
Yeah. But maybe because you are working on the user requirements, you are working on technical functions, we must have a little or kind of a little plan on what we're going to do, so you don't come up with the user requirements who don't fit the technical functions at all. Some basic things we want to go on to do. I think that's what.
I don't know. You decide.
Okay.
George project manager.
If the technical functions have to be designed, I've got to know for what kind of machine it will be, or do we use a text screen, or will it be with Bluetooth?
Well, that's really a step further. But
okay.
If you say. Is it one way or multi purpose?
That's the same step further.
Yeah,
why?
Actually it is.
Yeah.
Why?
They're looking at individual components. So
yeah.
It's actually a step further.
Like we all have a list of things that have to be in it or how it has to be like. And then in the next meeting
we
decide what it's gonna be.
We can pay for that.
And then you can delete the obsolete details.
So each individually must think on what at his point of view is the most important.
Yeah.
And then are we going to fit all the pieces together in the next meeting.
Yeah.
I must finish up now, so it's over. You will receive specific instructions by your personal phone. And I see you in 30 minutes. Thank you.